This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live. Well, hour number three. Let's have that first. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I agree with Sarah about it being unacceptable, by the way. The Mueller special counsel investigation reportedly was instigated to discover possible illicit Russian influence on the 2016 presidential election. But now they're backing away from the only indictments aimed at Russian entities, leaving only alleged process crimes, such as General Mike Flynn's alleged false statement to the FBI, and alleged crimes that occurred long before the Trump candidacy, like Paul Manafort's Ukrainian connection. Nothing left. Coming from the Washington Post, in a pair of court filings Friday, the special counsel added four assistant U.S. attorneys to the case against Russian entities and people accused of running an online influence operation targeting American voters, which, by the way, that describes advertising. Everything I do, every product I point out, anybody else is pointing out, we're attempting to influence you. So this is why this kind of stuff is so wrong-headed to get out there and look at that, because that's saying that it's a crime to try to change somebody's mind. Okay? People familiar with the staffing decision said the new prosecutors are not joining Mueller's team, but rather are being added to the case so they could someday take responsibility for it when the special counsel ceases operation. The case those prosecutors are joining could drag on for years because the indictment charges a number of Russians who will probably never see the inside of a U.S. courtroom. Russia does not extradite its citizens. Now, for most people, you would ask, what on earth would cause a prosecutor to walk away from a central mission to focus instead on incidental and tangential matters? Barrett's use of the words "take responsibility for the case" is the answer. And not a word of it appears in Barrett's article. The prosecution of the Russian entities has already turned into a farce as Mueller is caught in a trap of his own making by these hasty indictments of entities he never expected to defend themselves. They've come back to the USA. They've coming to America. They're here. So slipshod was the work that one of the indicted entities was not even an incorporated entity, as in it did not exist at the time of the alleged offenses. And you know, it was there was an article out of more than a month ago that said special counsel Robert Mueller looks likely to face a huge humiliation in court and a massive public relations disaster. And it couldn't happen to a more deserving guy unless a Trump-appointed judge bails him out and grants an exception to federal law trampling on the rights of the defendants he indicted. Mueller will have to go into court to try a case he doesn't seem to think he can win. Or else face the humiliation of dropping the charges he brought against 13 Russian entities, some of which did not exist at the time of the alleged crime, with great fanfare. Richard Pollack of the Daily Caller News Foundation reports special counsel Robert Mueller asked a federal judge Tuesday to reject the four-decade-old speedy trial law in the case against 13 Russians and three Russian companies and has asked for an indefinite delay to the Russian collusion trial. It's the second time Mueller tried to delay the trial, and Judge Dabney L. Frederick, a Trump appointee, rejected the earlier request without a comment and ordered the case to go forward. One of the Russian companies, Concord Management and Consulting, entered the U.S., hired American lawyers, and demanded a speedy trial. Speedy Trial Act is a 44-year-old federal law that dictates that a federal criminal case must begin within 70 days from the date of the indictment. If the defendant is demanding a speedy trial, there ought to be a good reason for denying that right. And Mueller's excuse is not merely lame, but due to his own misbehavior. The complexity of the case warrants excluding the speedy trial law and delaying the trial, Mueller argued. recently in a court filing. A district court can, on its own motion or at the request of a party, grant an excludable continuance if the ends of justice served by taking such action outweigh the best interest of the public and the defendant in a speedy trial, he wrote. This case also warrants a continuance and exclusion of time to accommodate the voluminous discovery at issue and to allow sufficient time for the court to resolve the certain outstanding procedural issues unique to discovery in this case. The problem with this is when you indict somebody, you're signaling to a judge, you're ready to go. And he actually isn't. He's not ready to go because there was never anything ready to go. There was no crime ready to go. There was no trial ready to go. He's not ready to go. He was never ready to go. This is a big issue for him. And getting out there and telling everybody that, you know, I was ready to go, but now I'm not ready to go. Speedy trial rights actually, however, belong to the defendant. And if the defendant pushes for a trial within the 70 days, the government has little cause to complain. If it was too complex, the government had the option of holding off on seeking that indictment until it was ready to proceed to trial. When they file an indictment, it's saying, we are ready to go. So now they're attempting to justify a delay. And the problem here is that Mueller never expected the Russian defendants to even show up because they are immune from any penalties being resident in Russia, where an American court verdict would be disregarded with no extradition possible. So the indictments, in other words, were for show, to persuade you and the public that his multi-million dollar operation was producing results and going after nefarious actors from Russia. Except it wasn't. It looks like Mueller was showboating, to be honest with you, using the justice system for propaganda purposes, but without an apparent actual case ready to go forward. And this is an abuse of the federal courts if there was no intent to proceed with the prosecution on a timely basis within the requirements of the law. It's not something that he gets to get out there and say, well, now we got to look at it. So if Friedrich already dismissed an earlier plea for delay without comment, why would he change his mind now? So, it's hard to see how this is going to end up as anything but a humiliation in court and a gigantic public relations disaster for Mueller and his merry little band of Democratic Party donors. And after ignoring the elephant in the bathtub, Barrett draws no conclusion about the embarrassment factor, but rather points in another direction. The development suggests Mueller is contemplating the end of his work and farming out any potentially outstanding prosecutions to other parts of the Justice Department. Nobody does that, you fool. Nobody in politics farms stuff out to somebody else to get the glory. That just doesn't happen. When have you ever heard of anybody farming out the central mission of a multi-million dollar operation in order to focus on tangents? Even though the Trump-hating media will refuse to mention it, this move is a confession that Mueller is cutting his losses and leaving others to take the blame when this whole case collapses. That's a big problem. Because the case is most certainly going to collapse. Because there was never, listen, when did it become, you know, all heads of state talk to other heads of state when they're, if they're projected to be the head of state, or if there's, you know, I would imagine that all party nominees talk to heads of state because we don't know how that election's going to go now, do we? So when did that become bad to talk to a head of state? You know, that's part and parcel of the job. You know, it's something that we got to have happen. And it's like these guys think, well, no, it doesn't really happen unless we say it's okay for it to happen. But that's not true. Precedent has that it's always been okay to happen. All these guys have done it. Barack Obama developed something called the Office of the President-Elect. That never existed. He even had his own lectern with the Office of the President-Elect. He got to make it up as he goes. You don't get to make this stuff up as you go. Now, some people have gotten away with it, and some people won't. And you got to figure out what the ones that won't are going to try to do to keep it going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night.
This is Lock and Load.
Behind you, another runner is born. Don't look back.
Yep.
You've been there. See the mist is your friend.
anybody watching what's going on down in Mexico right now? I'm watching what's going on in Mexico down there. Right now, the Mexican presidential candidate, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, from here on out, we're just going to call him AMLO. He has called for mass immigration to the United States during a speech last Tuesday, declaring it a human right for all North Americans. Now, don't kid yourself. I think that's sort of big of the man. Obrador said, adding that immigrants must leave their towns and find a life in the United States. And soon, very soon after the victory of our movement, we will defend all the migrants in the American continent and all the migrants in the world. And then he declared it as a human right we will defend. And the election is not until, not for a week or so, Obrador is by far the front runner. And in April, he delivered a speech criticizing Trump and promising that Mexico will not become a piñata for any foreign government. He's the former mayor of Mexico City. He holds progressive populist views. He's a 64-year-old who ran unsuccessfully for president twice before, according to, I don't know who said it. So, Fox's Tucker Carlson noted Thursday that Obrador was previously proposing granting amnesty to the Mexican drug cartels. And he also added, America's now Mexico's social safety net, and that's a very good deal for the Mexican ruling class. And to be sure, AMLO is only saying out loud what every other Mexican president believes in his heart, that America is Mexico's social safety net, and that it's up to the U.S. taxpayer to take care of Mexico's unemployable, destitute millions. And I just want to ask you how you feel about that one. And said by AMLO is the implication of a mass migration of Mexicans to the U.S. That not-so-secret dream of every Mexican government is that illegal flooding into America will eventually allow for return of California and much of the American Southwest to Mexico. What makes this socialist different is his novel argument that entering the U.S. illegally is actually a human right. And that's something we could have a whole lot of fun with. One would assume that if it were a human right to illegally enter the U.S., it would also be a human right to enter Mexico, wouldn't it? Or any other country, for that matter. Now, AMLO is just pushing the leftist buttons by proclaiming this brand spanking new human right, and he can't be serious. Can he? It hardly matters. Trump will, I'm sure, have something to say about this mass migration of Mexicans to the U.S. if this socialist nuts job actually believes he can encourage that kind of invasion and not suffer any consequences. He doesn't know the president. Now we get to the part I don't like, where I get to tell you what's been going on. While you've been busy enjoying your new jobs, improved wages, lower taxes, less government interference in life, the left has decided that all of those things are immoral. Yeah. And they have to be undone. And those who enjoy them must be made to understand that they are not good American citizens, but some sort of participant to hurt others. They would love to say it makes you a racist, except that African Americans and Hispanics are enjoying the best economy they have ever known in American history. They would love to say your lack of desire to give government more and more of what you earn makes you an elitist, except that you aren't. You're creating new companies, you're hiring more people, and taking control back of your personal choices. This leaves less capital for them to make choices for you and run your life with. Therefore, when all the options have been exhausted, their desperation leaves them with only two options: conform to the new energy transforming life, business, and people in America, or destroy it. Well, they're not going to do the first one. Past week, public mobs, always organized by a leftist group, had taken to public harassment of women who merely work for the current administration. Kirstjen Nielsen, Sarah Sanders, they're just ladies, they're just women. You know. You've got entitled leftist celebrities like Robert De Niro, Bogart award shows in court, encouraging viewers to sexually violate the president. You got washed-up former TV stars like Tom Arnold claim they will harass the first lady at her son's school. And true Hollywood losers like Peter Fonda claim that Sarah Sanders, as well as Melania Trump's children, should literally be raped by pedophiles and sex traffickers. And there's a purpose to in the illegitimate behavior that they're engaging in. Taking the primary method of the losers from the Occupy movement, they believe there is no moral barrier stopping them from doing anything at all necessary to take back power. They believe they finally launched America into its great socialist enlightenment under dear leader Obama, and they all but believed they had 8 more years with the Hillary Clinton presidency. The only problem turned out to be that she was a horrible candidate, and Trump understood the people of this country better than she did. And that's why he routed her in a contest of states. 33-17 is a spanking by any measure, not even close. That they had control of extended reach into law enforcement, justice, and the judiciary, and all of the media and entertainment elite allies they enjoy, the left never believed they would ever see the tornado of activity that has occurred in the first 18 months of the Trump administration. A Supreme Court justice who will reliably remove power from the hands of government, 24 appellate court judges, and 71 additional judicial appointments that all reflect the same judicial temperament add to a limited window of time before much of the anti-constitutional hackery is toast. But they are content to undo as much of that is true and just and good as they can on any level. Cynthia Nixon, the former actress, openly advocated for the elimination of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She claimed they had gone adrift from their mission, and yet their mission is to do nothing but enforce immigration and customs law. Their activist agents in the FBI demonstrated that there was no filter governing their approach to investigation. Agent Strozek, volunteering in text to sympathizers that they had the power to stop a lawfully executed election, and that they would. The slimy behavior of people like Comey and Lynch and McCabe and Dr. Rice and their willingness to continence to cover the backside for and go the extra mile to mislead everyone. This only demonstrates this idea that they had no responsibility to respect the process of our republic. They felt entitled not only to disagree with us, but to rig the system. That they're willing to threaten the children of the First Lady, the press secretary, and joking or otherwise suggest molestation as a way to even the score against their opponents is sick. But there are people that know how to deal with that kind of sick. That they seem unmoved by the fact that smugglers and human traffickers will thrive if we readopt their catch-and-release procedures even worse. End of all of this is that they believe that you have no right to think or to opine or to govern or to act in any way that creates any sort of dissonance with their core beliefs. The celebrities, the judiciary, the media, all of them, they all think that. And that's the problem. That's a big problem. We're going to cover that when we get back. We're going to cover the big problem about the leftist outrage culture. Because it is coming. I don't even understand how it could possibly go as fast as it's going. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One and expected to land in Washington, D.C. right around 9:30 Eastern Time tonight. Earlier today, the president did meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, after that meeting, Putin sat down with Fox News' Chris Wallace and was again asked about Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
People are talking about a purported interference of Russia with the election process in the United States. I've mentioned this in 2016, and I want to say it now again. Japan, and I really wish for your American listeners to listen to what I say. First of all, Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States, let alone its elections.
Senator Rand Paul said he's worried about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's views on government surveillance programs, raising a potential snag in the closely divided confirmation battle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
I need to point something out about last week on Friday when I was winding up the second hour. I started having a thunderstorm here, and I'm aware there's certain people out there that think that if I miss an hour or a show, that somehow or another I'm not putting out enough content, even though I put more content of this type out than anybody. But we started having some flickering and everything, and rather than have my producer scurrying when all of a sudden he lost the signal and he's trying to reach me, and he's calling me saying, "Bill, what just happened?" And I'm like, "Lights went out." We decided to have the continuity thing happen because this is radio. And this is, you're supposed to have the continuity thing. So I apologize for that happening. Right after that happened, I lost the internet twice and the power once. So that's what happened Friday. I apologize for that. It wasn't me. It was the other three. Last week, in a time of craziness, last week was a hell of a week. There's some things that you can't undo. Some ledges you can't pull back from. And right now we are teetering on one. How can we as a nation ever get back to civility or even just get along again? The ability to agree to disagree is dead. And the part that's very, very, very important. That without that civil discourse, without that capability of being able to not agree on everything and still coexist, we are in dire straits of the absolute worst kind. no way to, there's no way to sugarcoat it. This is, we are in a moment that could be disastrous for this country as it sits right now. Now, that ability was murdered by leftists who demand absolute adherence to their political will, or they declare you an enemy of the people and they seek to destroy you, as long suspected. Those coexist stickers on their Priuses were for show. They should read obey, because obedience in absolute terms is the only acceptable way to coexist with the leftist mob. And make no mistake, this mob is not the majority. They're not even anywhere close to a plurality. But history is littered with examples of small, committed, and violent gangs of thugs obtaining power through a willingness to do anything to get in. That's what Democrats are becoming. The American Castros, the Khmer Rouge, the Gestapo, or whatever example you like, these are all different sides of the same progressive dice, and the leftists are gearing up to roll them. When the leadership of the party does not condemn mob action against the cabinet secretary while she's having a meal or is at home disrupting her entire neighborhood, the next steps are only more dangerous. When the media willingly lies to advance the mob to those next steps, how do you pump the brakes on this runaway train? I'll tell you what the brakes are in just a minute, and it's bad. Time magazine used to be an important publication. They used to have standards. But when they used the picture of a little illegal alien girl who was not separated from her mother on their cover to represent all illegal alien children at the border because she was crying and perfectly fit their narrative, they crossed the line. No, she wasn't really separated, but she looked like she could be, so that was good. When they were informed of the fraudulent nature of the picture, they chose to ignore it, choosing activism over accuracy. They chose emotion over the truth. An individual can be reasoned with, but a mob, especially an angry or frightened mob, cannot. Rational thought is overridden. No single person would smash a police car if they were simply walking down the street, but someone does if a crowd of people are being whipped into a frenzy by protests or even celebrations. No one man would open fire on a baseball team of congressmen while they practice, but one did after months of speeches and stories about how these Republicans were working to pass legislation that would lead to the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans annually. The week before, James Hodgkinson tried to murder as many Republican congressmen as he could. There were a lot of people saying the left was going to a dark place. Then the week after, I wondered if the blood they got then would be enough. And the answer is clear. It wasn't. When you hear the president of the United States is well on his way to becoming the next Hitler, you know, if you believe that, you have an obligation to act. And when you're whipped into a frenzy by dishonest reporters spinning half-truths into concentration camps, it's only a matter of time before another person snaps at the members of the party, enabling the next despotic monster. And it's not only inevitable, it's the objective. And that's the only logical conclusion you can draw. These aren't fringe elements anymore. These are journalists and pundits in good standing. They're on CNN and MSNBC spreading these lies. And they're being parroted and acted upon by an angry mob simply waiting for a spark, or worse, an opportunity and a reason. And the reason is a lie. And all the while, the party leadership is silent. What 2 years ago would have been rightly been condemned as unacceptable in a civil society has become the electoral strategy of the Democratic Party. For them, it's been building to this for some time because the falsehood of what they talk about is clearly evident. The economy is booming at a pace they declared impossible, and the unemployment rate is so low they can't even claim to offer to create jobs because they're more available than we can fill. The Democrats have nothing to sell the American people but being the alternative to what they declare evil, but it's proving to be pretty doggone nice. And for that declaration to carry any emotional weight, their hateful flames of their fringe have to be stoked to engulf enough people to motivate them to vote in November. But the question is, will November come before the spark they're building toward that ignites something awful? And if combustion comes first, will they care? I can guarantee they will. There may be no coming back from this ledge, and it seems we're well past that point of no return, and I hope I'm wrong. You know, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and exposing machine to the public might be the only way to stop it. If there is a way to stop it. There is a way to stop it. And this is horrible, but it is going to, it's going to take some of them starting a fight and then finding out how good of a fighter they are. Just that simple. And it's going to be horrible when that happens. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be on a level that you can't even begin to imagine, because it will be Americans fighting Americans. None of us should want that. But just because we don't want it doesn't mean that we won't be defensive. But for some of us who have been in this, and you know, been in that sort of mindset, we know, we, you understand the best defense is to turn that into an extreme offense. To turn that into, you know, to turn that violence against you so suddenly and so horribly that it sucks the will to fight out of you immediately. The only problem is when the fight is on, it doesn't de-escalate as fast as it probably needs to at that point. So there will be a lot of shock. There will be a lot of righteous indignation. For some reason, we will be the ones that are roasted, except there will be less of them, I'm afraid. And we should all be afraid of that, because there will be less of them, because we shouldn't have to go this route. And when that reckoning comes up, depending on where all this happens, you know, some of these bastions of all of this liberalness, this leftists, they're going to become islands. Because nobody that is of any, you know, that thinks just reasonably, that is just moderate, is going to want to be around them when they go to that route. This will be the repelling moment. And they're not going to know how to act then. And then, like I said, there's going to be fewer of them then. It's going to be bad, bad, bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, given the endless nonsensical hysteria and hand-wringing that is coming out of this latest border brouhaha, there's one thing that should be absolutely clear. Trump could take a couple billion of his own money. He could build a 5-star hotel resort for migrants all along the U.S.-Mexico border. He could pay them to stay there while their cases are resolved, and the left would not be happy. They would still complain. And if you want to know why that is so, that's because the left doesn't really care about migrant children, not in any real sense. What they care about is manufacturing, you know, as much leverage out of it as possible to accomplish their goal of unfettered, unlimited immigration to the United States from the third world. And there's absolutely no other solution to the border detention issue that's going to please the left other than ceding that. You want some proof? How about the fact that as soon as the ink was dry on Trump's executive order to end the practice of separating children from their families at the border, the left were moving the goalposts to demand an end to the administration's zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting illegal border entrants. Thankfully, Trump got out there and said, I tell you what, let's do away with due process for them. They're not American citizens. We just need to kick them back into the water. You want to play catch and release? I'll put them back in the stream on the other side of the border. Left will compromise with catch and release, but if they're being honest, they'd rather just skip the nod and the wave as they pass, or skip to the nod and the wave as they pass approach. The Democratic politicians would once at least give lip service to the basic idea of a nation with enforceable borders. Today, par for the course is nothing short of no borders and no border security whatsoever. Yeah, it's the polar opposite of the heavy regulation liberals wanted for every other aspect of society. But when we're talking about millions of future Democratic voters, what's a little laissez-faire when the greater good is so freaking woke? But here's a little perspective for you. Tucker Carlson brought this out Friday night. He said, without much real public debate or even discussion, the elite left has reached a conclusion on the question of immigration. It is that America needs more immigration, much more. Immigration without limit. We shouldn't worry about whether people coming here have skills that we need. We shouldn't worry whether or not they're educated. We shouldn't worry whether they can speak English or even whether they're violent criminals. In fact, we shouldn't even try to accurately count how many are coming here and how many live within our borders. If you disagree with that, well, then in the words of an MSNBC commentator, you're pure evil. But then he asked a question that all of us should be asking. And if you ask it of a leftist, they don't want to answer it directly. And that's because there is no clear-cut answer, which is maybe why it's become almost like a religion to them, like climate change. A matter of faith, albeit one without a, you know, provably risen savior. Why do we need more immigration? Everybody says we need more immigration, but do we need more immigration, really? Does more immigration help ordinary Americans? Does it improve the country, or does it just enrich an elite class, the policy-making class, at the expense of everyone else? And very few people are asking that question. I can tell you, the only reason to increase immigration would be if we got to the point where we had millions of jobs that, and everybody was employed that wanted to be employed, and we had jobs that could not be filled. And then we get to pick who comes and who doesn't. We don't just get out there and say, throw open the doors and bring them all in. Carlson was talking to Michael Anton, a former Trump administration official, and before that, the man behind the famous then, Flight 93 election essay during the 2016 election. And he wrote a piece in the Washington Post, said, why do we need more people anyway? For a lot of people, that's a blasphemous question to ask. Because there's a lot of people who've been conditioned by PC culture to think that good people want more immigration and bad people object or raise questions. And in that sense, according to Anton, an inherently political issue has been effectively rendered religious, with the righteous on one side and sinners on the other. Economists in league with big business got good at torturing data to show that immigration benefits the economy. But when you look at Harvard University's George Borjas, one of the nation's leading economists on the topic, immigration is a net economic benefit to immigrants and to their employers. To workers already here, not at all. And he asks, why do we need more people? For the extra traffic congestion, more crowded classrooms, longer emergency room and transportation security administration lines, higher greenhouse gas emissions? That's a good question to ask about the greenhouse gas, because, you know, more people burn more fossil fuel. Why do we need more people? Have you ever looked around? Have you ever been, like when I was in Dallas, when we were in Dallas for the NRA meetup, and you had to get on the highway to go a lot of places. And you look on the highway and you realize these people that drive the highway, the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers of Dallas, these guys are straight out of, Mad Max Fury Road. They have to get out there and they drive like stunt drivers. And if you got out there and said, would you like it more crowded or less? They'd probably say less. There's a lot of people that will tell you that, you know, you need the immigrants to do the jobs that Americans refuse to do, even while they refuse to take steps to increase wages, which entice Americans into those jobs. Unlimited immigration benefits, and this is according to Anton, big business and the Democratic Party. But the question that every patriotic American should be asking their self-proclaimed betters is this. How on earth does immigration without benefit limit benefit America? And that's one they can't answer. They can't answer that. Not at all. You know, in my time when I was in the military, I used to see all of these zealots, all of these activists out there. It was interesting to watch them. You would see cowardly personal attacks like spitting and running away or accidentally stepping on shoes or bumping just enough to avoid proving a physical response. Then you had the anti-war activists reaching out directly to the families of the fallen to say their loved ones had it coming. When I was in the military, and even after the military, you know, we all swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And whichever conflict we might have gone to, that had nothing to do with us. Well, it wasn't our fault. Congress letting it play out to its horrible end was the blame. And those years did require personal discipline, as most of an entire generation of our peers blamed the warrior for the war. I'm talking about Vietnam now. It took considerable healing time to recognize America's Vietnam veterans' sacrifice, and over time a nation bonded back together. And that evolution was really, truly a very, very good thing. To the credit of Vietnam veterans, we did not take the dangerous. We were stabbed in the back path. A lot of people rallied to Reagan's remarks at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I'm not speaking provocatively here. Unlike the other wars of this century, of course, there were deep divisions about the wisdom and righteousness or the rightness of the Vietnam War. Both sides spoke with honesty and fervor, and what more can we ask in our democracy? And yet, after more than a decade of desperate boat people after the killing fields of Cambodia, after all that has happened in that unhappy part of the world, who can doubt that the cause for which our men fought was just? Now we have a different issue. And all we're seeing is an awakening movement blaming those who are engaged in safeguarding America as they make very personal attacks against those enforcing our immigration laws. It's now time to effectively fight back against an emerging threat by making a suggestion for aviation safety. If an official of the U.S. government is attacked in public and those responsible are legally charged, because we must always be careful to never infringe on First Amendment free speech rights, their name should be immediately placed on a no-fly list. So if some zealots cross the line into violence or even chargeable menacing, then by their own action they have made it known that they cannot be trusted on an aircraft with all different types of passengers. After all, do you want somebody on a plane that can't control themselves? There's people flying the friendly skies who are ICE employees, government employees. It's not like they're not already targeted. Just a suggestion. They love the no-fly list, after all, so much. Let's put them on it. Let's put them on it if they decide to cross that boundary. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.